honestly, there was so much hype. There was so much going on. Somebody had said it to me at one point, and it was, I had forgotten about it. I forgot that that had been on the line since, you know, last season, that 300th round win.
But you don't really get pain. You don't have time to think about the pain that you have. You obviously get tired. You get a little bit weaker, but you don't notice like burning sensation or anything like that.
And then the final round, it's like, all right, don't screw this up. And I left probably three or four times before the tree even came on. I'm like, oh, do not red light. The light comes on, I'm dead lay. I'm like, oh.
Papa Roach with us here today.
How's this thing work?
Hello.
There you go.
Check 1, 2.
And try again.
Network broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios,
driven by General Tire.
Rock on, baby!
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
You're listening to an encore edition of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Hey, Freak Nation, this is how much fun we're going to have. As we do this show live, typically on Sunday nights, we usually have a race winner when it comes to NASCAR. At least we're close to getting a freak. We ain't got a race winner right now, but we will be dropping that on you sometime in the next couple of hours. Cole Cusumano, how many laps do we have left in this extravaganza in Nashville, buddy?
We got 47 to go in Nashville, right. And Denny Hamlin's winning right now.
Do you think we will see the end of this race by the second hour?
I would say so, barring a bunch of cautions, which we saw in the first two stages, but yeah, I think so.
See, that's my point, is seeing how racy Nashville is early on, I think these guys are going to start to swing for the fence when it comes 15, 10 laps to go.
So are you hoping that this race goes into our second hour?
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, they had 5 overtime restarts last year, so it's possible.
Why not? Oh, no. Give us some. Listen, this race has me fired up. We got some things to talk about if we just get us a freaking result. And as I mentioned, we're doing this show live with 40-some-odd laps to go in Nashville with the Cup race. If you're watching this on Racer Network Monday morning or Monday afternoon, 12 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, well, you know who won the damn race. But my point is this. Ricky Stenhouse, and as we like to say, Kosovar, Carson Hosovar, as we like to say, Kosovar, the alter ego came out. Carl Edwards dropped our name out there for us.
That was awesome.
He did.
Mm-hmm. Called him Kosovar. Evidently, there's
Harson Kosovar.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Who has Ricky Stenhouse not pissed off? Excuse me. Who has Kosovar not pissed off? And just take it from me. Whenever I say Kosovar, I mean to say it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go with it.
Who is Kosovar not pissed off in the Cup Series?
Not many people.
He's anybody?
Pissed off his own teammate in Ross Chastain. His buddy, Ross Chastain. So
his teammate, everybody. Maybe, Michael McDowell? Have they had run-ins?
I feel like I've heard some things here and there where Michael's been not speaking against him, but he has some growing to do, but you know.
Yeah, in fact, we asked him that at Phoenix, and he talked about that at Phoenix, going back to when he was his age and what a rough houser he was on the track. My point is this. We know what happened All-Star race last year with Ricky Stenhouse Jr. waiting by the hauler with Kyle Busch.
Mm-hmm.
Is the same thing going to happen tonight after the show? This is what live radio and TV, this is what you live for, is S like that to happen as you are either going live or you're live, is somebody starts throwing punches. You got fires. You got people tripping and falling out the stands and blood and debauchery. That's what you want.
Okay.
Don't act like it's not what you want.
Blood and debauchery? I don't think I want blood and debauchery. but okay.
Makes for some good views, you know?
All right, so there we go.
We'll go viral.
We're going to get you a Cup Series winner. By the time we get the hell out of here for the next couple hours here on the Freak Radio Network and, of course, on YouTube and Racer Network, Freak Nation.
Can I interrupt you for a second? I'm sorry.
Oh, no. What happened?
I was trying to find the exact quote from Ricky Stenhouse Jr. to the media or on his radio about Carson Hosovar, and I couldn't find it in a super quick fashion. But I did find this, which is Stenhouse says he won't talk to Carson Hosovar post-race. No, that costs too much money. Allegedly, that's what he says for now. However, we do have a little piece of input from our friend Grok, the Twitter AI, to which somebody said, @Grok, is Ricky Stenhouse Jr. any good at his job?
Uh-oh.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is a competent NASCAR driver with notable achievements. He won the 2023 Daytona 500 and has four cups, which I believe is I don't know if that is that right. Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. Four Cup Series wins and 436 starts, all at Super Speedway, showing strength in pack racing. His 2025 season is solid, ranking 13th with one top five and two top tens in 13 races, averaging a 16.8 finish. However, his limited win count and mid-tier points finishes, like 25th in 2024, suggest he's not among the elite. Controversies like his 2024 clash with Kyle Busch add scrutiny. He's good at his job for consistent mid-pack results on Super Speedway skill, but falls short of championship contention.
All right.
That's there a great go. Summary.
That's how you kick off a show. We were like, hey, how do we kick off the show? We do it with AI, ladies and gentlemen.
Rock. Kyle Kirkwood, your IndyCar Series winner. There's been, what, two winners in the IndyCar Series, Crasher?
Yep. Kyle Kirkwood, Alex Palou.
Uh-huh. Kyle Kirkwood will be here coming up next segment. He'll be joining us here in the Freak Nation. Brittany Force finally has herself a win in the top fuel class with the NHRA. She'll be joining us coming up in the show. Also, J.R. Todd got himself a win. All of this happening in New England for the New England Nationals in Epping. They'll be joining us here in the Freak Nation.
Hold on. Let's go back to a four shot. What did you just do, Cole?
Thumbs down.
Yeah.
New England.
Yeah.
Nope.
I see that.
New York, come on.
Oh, what's that about New York? Go Pacers.
I don't want to talk
yes,
about
sirs.
It. I don't want to talk about it.
Yes.
Congratulations.
I'm gonna get my Halliburton jersey now.
You see what happens when we don't have any NASCAR results? We just start digging rabbit holes. We got Grock
checking
it.
Thought it was funny that he's like, ooh, New England. Here's the deal. The fact that the New England, the Epping track NHRA race actually went off today is huge.
Right.
Because wasn't it the last 2 years they were rainouts? So, yeah, that's almost a bigger victory than Brittany Force and J.R. Todd. Almost.
All right, so we're going to have some NHRA representation here in the Freak Nation with J.R. Todd and Brittany Force. And I asked her, was her dad there? So, yeah, she'll share with you in this interview with Brittany Force if John Force, the greatest drag racer of all time.
Well, why is that important? Wow, crickets? Because that is the last place John Force won.
Well, it's called a tease.
Whoa, did that one really well.
It's called a tease, Freak Nation.
It's been a wild last 12 months for John Force. So the last time he won a race, and arguably may stand as the last time he ever won a race, was Epping last year.
Boom. So there you go, Freak Nation. Big 2 hours coming up. Plenty to talk about once this thing wraps up. How many laps are left there, my friend?
36 to go. They're doing green flag stops, and Austin Dillon's currently winning, but that's not accurate.
Yeah, just let that stand right there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Rock, how is Austin Dillon?
Oh,
as a
no,
driver?
Let's don't. Oh, come on, man. No, let's don't do that.
Actually, though, when it cycles through, Blaney will have a 2 second lead over Carson Osevar. So, Carson Osevar, short pit, by the way. One of the first cars with Michael McDowell.
Oh, my gosh.
See, if Kosovar goes on to win the race.
Right, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Come on, Ricky. Give us Ricky Right Fist Part 2
in victory lane.
Oh,
we need that.
Oh my God.
The world needs that.
Yeah.
That would throw prime ratings just completely crazy. Yeah. Wow. Wow. Well, that would be like IndyCar, Ari Lyndike Jr. and AJ Foyt circa 1997 in Texas. Speaking of victory lane fist punch.
Well, come on. That's Ari Lyndike and AJ Foyt. Ricky Stenhouse and Carson Hocevar, they've got about 300 years to match what those gentlemen have done in a freaking race car.
You got to make a name for yourself somehow. Mm-hmm. If a punch is it, a punch is it.
I mean, A.J. Foyt has been old for as long as I've been alive, and I'm an old dude myself. Dude hasn't changed his facial expression in the last 50 years. And when A.J. Foyt goes after Ari Lyndike, A.J. Foyt outweighed him by about 250. Went up to the string bean of Ari Lyndike. Yeah, that was a legendary punch. But it's not going to, no, there's no way they can. I understand what you're trying to say, Crasher.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, how many times do people go back and watch that? Do you punch in A.J. Foyt? Do you punch in Foyt versus Lyndike when you go look for that? What do you do?
What? Yeah, I would do Foyt-Lyndike fight.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, someone else that might be getting in a fight here pretty soon will be the one, Tony Kanaan and Scott McLaughlin, who they've evidently got a beef going on right now, Crasher.
Yes, they do. I know we've got screenshots. Do we have time to talk about it now?
No.
I don't know if we have time to talk. Okay, then we'll get to it later on.
That's a nice tease.
Yep.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Tony Kanaan, Scott McLaughlin going after each other. And wouldn't you know it, they rely on social media to go after each other. They don't confront each other outside of their hauler. No. Nope.
Well, okay. Well, yep. I want to give it away.
Careful.
Yeah, I won't give it away.
Right.
That's actually part of Kanan's tweet, X, whatever we're calling it.
Right.
Is, yeah, we'll save it for later.
So there you go,
it's
Freak
really
Nation.
Clever.
The diminutive one, Tony Kanan, is going after Scott McLaughlin, who's probably about a foot taller than he is.
Yeah, arguably, yes.
Mm-hmm. And according to news reports, Freak Nation, Roger Penske's about to turn over his cheating empire to officials that have absolutely nothing to do with IndyCar. Is that what I'm reading? Is that
Are
right?
Are you combining two stories?
Roger Penske is, or Penske Entertainment, they're about to hire an independent government for the IndyCar series, right?
For sanctioning, for scrutineering, for officiating.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's gone now to the, you're taking text from a story somewhere that it's now gone to the point of they are ready to hire? Because the last I knew was they're still considering it. However, Honda has kind of laid down the law saying, if you don't, we need to really potentially reconsider our standing in the series.
I'm just rolling through topics till I can go to the next damn break and get into Kyle Kirkwood, because we're freaking treading water.
Okay,
out here
here's the deal. It's not as close. It's not as close. Yes, it's been discussed, but it's not as close as what you're alluding to. But if Honda has anything to say about it, it will be a little bit closer, a little bit sooner.
There we go, Freak Nation. All right, Kyle Kirkwood. Dude's a badass, man. There are two drivers who've won IndyCar Series races this year, and we've got one of them next. He won in Detroit. Kyle, don't call me Kirkwood. He joins us next right here, Speed Freaks Pits and Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined. As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works. General Tire delivers.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text. Text BACK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BACK to 42424. That's BACK to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
This is Worldwide Technology Raceway. It's not like other videos. It's 1.25 miles long, and no four turns are the same. One wrong move, and it can bite you. It's not your normal racetrack. Some racers love it. Some hate it. Champions respect it. June 14th and 15th is not just Father's Day weekend. It's the Bomarito Automotive Group 500.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
It's a big old freaking encore of Speed Freaks this holiday weekend. Motorsports Radio Redefined.
All right, Freak Nation. Kyle, don't call me Kirk. Kurt, we're joining us here in the Freak Nation. And Detroit is just a B-I-T-C-H, man. When the camera's over your helmet looking at your hands, first of all, can I see your hands? Do you have any? Do you have any?
No, maybe. Wait, this side, sorry. Maybe a little one, a couple little ones right there. It would have been right hand more so than anything. But no blisters here today. I got through all of them at Long Beach and Barber and Indy GP. That's where it's brutal. Then your hands like build up a tolerance as the season goes on, and then you don't have blisters after a handful of races. So fortunately through that tough spot.
Hey, when you run a 500-mile race versus a street course, something like this, where is the pain in your hand? Where's the pain level versus each other? Do you understand what I'm asking?
Yeah. You don't really get pain. You don't have time to think about the pain that you have. You obviously get tired. You get a little bit weaker, but you don't notice any pain or burning sensation or anything like that. You're just so focused on keeping the cars between the walls, and you know you can get hurt if you hit one of them. So you don't think about pain. That's not even something. I've driven with a broken hand before, been very sick, and you get inside the car and everything changes. So you tend to not focus on the negatives.
Wow. You don't think about pain. That's not what normal people would go through. I think
it's what most drivers say the same thing, though. Have you guys ever asked other drivers about that or no?
I don't believe.
Yeah, we all think the same thing. Being inside a race car is like one of the best times when you're actually in pain, because you don't think about it. You're so focused in on everything that your brain just like blocks out all pain receptors whatsoever, and you're just making sure that you're doing the best that you can in your craft. Of course, you have weakness and there's things that you can't overcome physically, but you forget about the pain, which is the worst part, right?
Wow. Holy smokes. IndyCar drivers aren't athletes, you know. You know, that kind of makes me wonder about your summer grind. All I can think about right now is coming off, obviously, the Indy 500 and then this brutal street race in Detroit. Now you're into your summer grind. What is it that you have to overcome, if anything, mentally and physically, to bounce your mindset back and forth from street circuits to ovals to road courses? Are there challenges that you really have to overcome?
Yeah, and that's what I love about IndyCar racing is we have everything, right? We have oval racing, street course racing, where we have some of the bumpiest, slowest tracks in the world right here in downtown Detroit. And then we go to Gateway, which is like a beast of an oval where we're pretty much flat out around that place and the highest power and highest downforce level. So, and you have to bounce back and forth between these disciplines, and it makes it really hard to, it would be so much easier if we just did a bunch of street courses and a bunch of ovals and then a bunch of road courses. It'd make things so much easier, but that's not how IndyCar is built. You got to be able to adapt and change. It's what makes the series so much fun to drive for.
Kind of like you just said, with pain in the cockpit, you guys just don't feel it. You just work your job as effortlessly, seemingly as possible. When it comes to the summer grind, do you like that? Does that also kind of get you up on the wheel a little more because you're constantly grooving?
You know what? You're just, and you use the right word by saying it's a grind, right? You're just grinding through it, and you don't recognize how much it's beating up on you, how tiring it may get, how little sleep that you're getting between everything, how much anxiety that you have just constantly through those 6 or 8 weeks that we have. And you love every moment of it. It sounds bad, but it's not. You love every moment of it. So I'm looking forward to the bulk of our season here coming up.
It's why you're so good at what you do. Real quick, to bounce back to Detroit, your teammate was on the pole, Colton Herta. He had mentioned that he purposely had wanted to kind of bunch the field up a little bit, heading to the green flag in order to try to avoid melee, avoid chaos going into that first turn. However, it almost sent you into chaos. Did you guys discuss that heading into the race morning?
No, we didn't. We discussed where we wanted to go, which is a normal thing for teammates to do. And I didn't anticipate him hitting the brake that early. And I also just didn't anticipate Lundgaard just flying through the inside of both of us. So maybe a balancing act of both, where Colton was a little cautious, trying to keep everyone at bay. Didn't realize that we can actually go three or four wide there. I thought like him, that if we just covered the inside and we were just kind of two cars wide, that nobody would be able to pass us, which it worked out perfectly to our plan. But Lundgaard came from a mile back and just decided to send it in on everybody. And it semi worked out for him. Almost didn't. It could have ended in a lot of tears at the front. But you know what? You got to do things like that sometimes at street courses to get things done. And hats off to him for trying it. But it didn't put me in the best of positions. I actually lost ground because of it. We should have came out second after that start. And we came out fourth or fifth or something. So that was kind of brutal. And then kind of just a train of events where I kept getting passed afterwards. So unfortunate. But no, we still clawed back at it, right? So I can't be that upset about it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Arguably, then, that makes this win even more rewarding because you really did work for this.
Yeah. I think so. I heard somebody say that this was the most laps led that in any race that I've ever won, but it didn't feel that way whatsoever. We were on the back foot a lot of times in the race, and whether it was strategy, the times that the yellows came out, that start, the times that we had to pass people, the wing damage, it wasn't a straightforward race whatsoever. So, glad that we put on a good show for everybody, although it just gave me a lot of stress while I was in the car.
Are you a fan of the pits at Detroit?
The pits? I actually like them now. Yeah. I thought at first, I was like, that's so dumb. That's not right. And now I actually love them. I think it's really cool because you'll look across and see what other guys are doing from your position. That's actually what I like most about it, is you're able to be in your lane and you can kind of see like when other guys are going to go or what they're changing on their cars. And you can kind of have like an idea of what people are doing, which is an interesting aspect. That's not something that you normally have the opportunity to do, especially if you're in the car or you're an engineer on the stand. You only see your car and that's about it.
Freak Nation, Kyle Kirkwood, winner from Detroit, joining us here in the Freak Nation, IndyCar winner. Do we make too much of the fact that we believe there should be an oval after the Indianapolis 500, meaning Worldwide Technology Raceway versus a street course?
You guys would rather see Worldwide Technology Raceway over Detroit?
Well, yeah,
I disagree.
Why we make a big deal out of it, because we're not damn drivers, man.
Yeah.
You are. What do you prefer?
You know what? I like the format that we have. We kind of bounce around, and this goes back to what we talked about earlier, where if it was a bunch of ovals together, a bunch of street courses and a bunch of road courses, it'd be a little of a boring format, and it wouldn't force the drivers to be very adaptable. And so I like this format. I like going from one of the fastest courses that we go to the slowest course that we go to. And then we'll go back to something that's really, really fast again, and then something that's kind of medium speed again. And I like that. I like that it changes things up. It creates a new discipline for drivers, and you have to be adaptable to do well in the championship because of that. Because if you just had every single circuit being like kind of tapered or somewhat of the same in bulks, it make it a little bit easier on guys to kind of get more in a rhythm. So this is almost like it plays with your mind a little bit. And we kind of like that.
There are so many drivers that are fan of Worldwide Technology Raceway and the uniqueness of that track. Where does Kyle Kirkwood sit with Worldwide Technology Raceway?
I've not had good races there, although I do love the track. I think it's next to the Speedway, Indianapolis Motor Speedway, that is. It's my favorite oval that we go to, although it's only one of three ovals that we go to. So I like it more than Iowa or Milwaukee, too, I should say. So we got four, right?
Nashville.
We got four ovals that we go to.
Nashville.
Five. Nashville. Wow, I'm really messing up here. You know, I really like Nashville, too. I don't know. Gateway's so much fun to drive. Sorry, I'm losing it. This has been a long day.
All good.
And you know, it's my second favorite on the schedule. We're better at Nashville than we are Gateway, but Gateway was such a fun race last year for the very short period that I was in it. It promoted the best passing that we've seen in a long time there. We increased downforce for the first time in a long time, and it made it a really fun race. And we look forward to going back there.
But it's always fantastic when you roll in the Freak Nation, man.
Yes.
We like the scruff on the face. Just keep that.
Thank you. Right? It's rolling pretty good right now. Yeah.
Solid.
It's a winning scruff.
All right, brother.
It is.
Congratulations on the win, man. Thank you.
Thank you so much
for doing this. See you, buddy.
See you. Bye.
Freak Nation, Kyle Kirkwood dropped so many things in that interview that are kind of blows you away. We push the pain away when we're in a race car. I'm looking at what other teams are doing in the pits when I'm driving a race car.
With a double pit. And yeah. I'm like, wait, how are you? Whoa.
Freak Nation, I think we got us a winner in the NASCAR Cup Series in Nashville. I'll share that with you. Also, Brittany Force coming up. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, get this. General Tire has launched a comprehensive Shield Plus Advantage plan for passenger and light truck tires. What that means for you is when you purchase General Tires, the Shield Plus Advantage plan lets you enjoy a complete package of multiple warranties and coverage to get the most from your tires. The plan applies to all General Tire passenger and light truck tires purchased as replacements in the U.S. and Canada with DOT serial numbers. For more information, hit them up on generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for two decades.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Keeping your pride and joy perfect is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Start with Slick Mist Speed Wax. Simply mist on and wipe off for a professional detailer shine. For your tires and trim, there's Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. Spray on and wipe off for better than new look. Then finisher with Lucas Slick Mist Interior Detailer. Just spray and wipe. Easy. Use Lucas Slick Mist Car Care products and she'll never look better. Fast, easy, and professional. Really, it's sort of like having an extra set of hands. Or three.
This is Worldwide Technology Raceway. It's not like other videos. It's 1.25 miles long, and no four turns are the same. One wrong move, and it can bite you. It's not your normal racetrack. Some racers love it. Some hate it. Champions respect it. June 14th and 15th is not just Father's Day weekend. It's the Bomarito Automotive Group 500.
Attention, have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers. So don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-885-5222. That's 800-885-5222. Again, that's 800-885-5222.
General Tire delivers.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
It's an encore for you, Freak Nation, from Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Thank you, Lucas Oil, for making this thing possible. Here's a suggestion for you, freaks. Go to lucasoil.com. That's lucasoil.com. Check out a line of products for the interior of your car, the inside of your engine, or the outside of your engine, outside of your car. Go to lucasoil.com. That's lucasoil.com. Ryan Blaney, with his first win since Martinsville last year, grabs the guitar, oh, Nashville. Right. Ryan Blaney, Crasher, so astutely alerted us that every freaking Roger Penske driver is now in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I just read it off X.
Okay, great. Where do you think they get their damn information? Somebody, listen, okay. But I brought this up in between the breaks, or the break. It's a Roger Penske car. And Bob Pockrass, yes. I read this on Twitter too,
yes,
Crash.
Yes.
Bob Pockrass says, yeah, something nice finally happening with Roger Penske.
It's
but,
something good for Penske, yes.
Just wait till post-race inspection.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Cole Cusumano damn near wet himself, given the fact that he was excited about this race, thinking that this is the most exciting oval so far this year?
In my opinion, I think it was the best race of the season, period. It's between this and COTA for sure. But, I mean, you had a three-car fight for the Stage 1 win, three-car fight for the Stage 2 win, and then you had consistent green flag racing towards the final stage, which made for a natural
right.
race, which I always appreciate. But it was just incredible racing all around. Carson Hocevar, our guy, finished runner-up second time this season. I have no complaints. Amazon Prime doing an incredible job with the coverage, and they're off to a great start. Back-to-back primetime races, lots of people tuning in. Yeah.
Yep.
Didn't you say that from last weekend, the Coca-Cola 600, you had friends that had never watched NASCAR before discover it because of it being on at primetime last Sunday?
Mm-hmm. Numerous people. I've had people text me last week. I had people text me today about their first time watching the race. They're doing a great job marketing it. I go on, like, even just to buy stuff on Amazon, they're promoting NASCAR. And it's been really, really encouraging.
Can
to
we
see.
Just get every freaking motorsports event under the lights?
Yes.
Man, the colors are so badass.
The aesthetic's incredible.
There is, in my eyes, there's nothing better than top fuel under the lights with those header flames that are cooking 6 feet up above the headers. But watching this race in Nashville under the lights is extremely badassery. We're going to spend more time talking about that coming up next segment. We're not going to keep her waiting any longer. When you have a Brittany Force, when you have a Force waiting on you to join the Freaks, you go to them when you can. Brittany Force, with her first win, top fuel class for 2025, she joins us now, Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios. Freak Nation, it's good to get Brittany Force back here in the Freak Nation. It means she won her first win for the 2025 season top fueler coming out of the New England Nationals up there in Epping. And I'm curious, there are rivals that you have on the track, but some drivers talk about when my teammates are winning, I want to win even more versus really my rivals. So with Proc, Beckman winning this year, how was that driving you, Brittany Force?
Yeah, it's John Force Racing as a whole. We all want to do well. We all want to perform well and turn win lights on and you know, end up in our own winner circles, each other's winner circles. We want to do it all. And it actually, I see it as motivation when I see, you know, Jack Beckman, Austin, you know, winning races this season. It only motivates our team even more that, you know, we want to get there too. We want it to be our winner circle.
But do you harbor that when you pull up to the starting line and in the final? Are you thinking about, damn it, I've got to get that mark on the Force line where I've got to complete that circle?
No, I'm not thinking about that. When I'm pulling up to that line, it's just me and my cockpit, everything our team has brought to the line, how hard we've worked all weekend long, how strong our performance has been. And really, it's just shutting all the noise out and just focusing on doing my job in the seat and turning on a win light. I felt confident going into that last round. Our performance has been strong all weekend, especially today. We ran, you know, 69s all day, even ran a 68. We ran mile per hour, 341, 340 mile per hour. So our performance was just really on track. And, you know, pulling up to the line, it's just keep your focus. We have one more win light to turn on, and we were able to do it.
What is it about you and Epping? Because you just talked about those monster speeds, monster hog, get it? Mm-hmm. And you've done that in the past, and you reset the record this weekend. What is it about this track and you?
I don't know. It's, you know, we've been lucky here. We won in 2017, the same year we won the championship. So we've been successful at this racetrack. My dad won here last year. And, you know, today was a special win. It had more heart behind it coming in because my dad, you know, I stood in his winner's circle last season. And, you know, I think it's also the cool conditions. This David Grubnick run team, this car, we perform really well in the cooler conditions. And, you know, we struggle in the heat, which is what we've been working on, you know, last season, this season, and coming into here and looking at great conditions definitely was, you know, helped in our favor for turning four wind lights on.
And four wind lights, we can talk about that last wind light on Sunday, because clearly that's what gave you the event, the overall win. But that first one, did you understand? I mean, of course you understood. That's a stupid question. The significance, though, of you becoming the first female in the 300-round win club, ginormous. Again, you setting records for females in motorsports.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. Honestly, there was so much hype. There was so much going on. Somebody had said it to me at one point, and it was, I had forgotten about it. I forgot that had been on the line since, you know, last season, that 300th round win. And someone reminded me of it, and I was like, oh, you're right. Yeah, we did. We, you know, to be able to bring that home, you know, for just looking at my career, I you know, came out here in 2013, and to be able to have that, something I'm very proud of. But it didn't take it. It took so many people involved to, you know, to accomplish that. It took, you know, looking back at, I've had so many different crew chiefs, and now I'm here with David Grubnick. I love this group. I love this team. And it took all of Jump First Racing.
Hey, Brittany, I saw this in an interview earlier with you regarding your qualifying. And I think Chicago, you qualified outside of the top 10. Your goal is to continue to qualify in the top five. Can you explain to people the difficulty it is when you're outside of the top five or outside of the top 10, having to work your way through the gauntlet versus sitting at a 1, 2, 3, or 4?
Yeah, that's always the goal coming in. You know, we missed it by a little. We qualified 5. Our goal this weekend coming in was top 3 position. It just, you have, you know, you hope for the best ladder. But honestly, I've been, you know, qualified top 3 and have a heavy hitter first round. So it just depends on how the cards fall. But coming in, when you do qualify, obviously you want to be, we want to be top 3. We want lane choice. You know, we want our best shot at winning, and being in the number 1 spot, qualified number 1, you're facing number 16. So your chances are usually better, but it doesn't always work that way.
Because you see with the top fuel class, actually every NHRA class, Brittany, the parity is bananas, which from a fan standpoint, it's badass. But from a driver's standpoint, I mean, you'd like to be the dominator, wouldn't you?
Always. That's always our plan. You know, we got off to we last 2 seasons were really tough for our team. We almost went 2 seasons to the actual race in Las Vegas until we won again. And that was a huge win for our team. And this year, coming into the season, we're already way ahead of ourselves. You know, our performance has been so much stronger this season. And now this win this early on in Epi, New Hampshire, I think we're 7 races in, proves just that.
You know, I was going to go there with you because you had alluded a couple of answers ago to maybe struggling in some of the hotter conditions. I was going to ask, where does Epping put you now with this win? Obviously it vaults you up in points, but how are you going to capitalize on that for these hotter months coming up?
Yeah, that's what we've been working on, our performance. I mean, we've fallen behind here and there, but we've been trying to lock in that performance in the hot conditions. That's where I said we struggle, you know, the cooler conditions. We're running 340 miles per hour. You know, we do well. We ran 69s all day, but the hot tracks, those are the ones that get really tricky. So our focus has really been there because that's what held us back so much last season.
Brittany, was dad there?
He's here. Yes, he was. Stood in the winner's circle, gave me a pep talk before each round, and it wouldn't be the same without him out here.
Badass. Well, yes. Man, congratulations. I know you needed this. The team needed this.
Yeah.
The whole race needed this. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Thanks.
And Freak Nation, we're trying to get the bottom of it. Crash, your great point with Erica Enders with the 300-round club.
Well, okay, because you saw it all over NHRA that
this was a male-only club, 300-round wins in the NHRA. It didn't necessarily specify Nitro only. So Brittany, with her round one win today, became the first female to join the club. But I'm sitting here thinking, what about Erica Enders? Is Erica really not in that club with her five championships or what, six championships?
She's got to be in there. She has to be in there.
So we're checking. We're verifying.
All right, we'll get to that. Freak Nation, Ryan Blaney with a big win in Nashville. Grabbing the guitar, we'll talk plenty about that race win. Coming up next segment and some next hour, J.R. Todd, NHRA Funny Car winner from New England Nationals. He'll be joining us here in the Freak Nation. And the haters are already out there, man. They're already out there saying that this race stunk.
Oh, come on.
I can't believe it.
No. What do you want? What do you want? We'll get to it next. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
From the lab to Lucas Oil products, Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment is a multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. For every fill up of gas or diesel, add one 16-ounce can of Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. One bottle can treat a tank of up to 21 gallons. Its special additives allows a better fuel burn to help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil, it works.
Freak Nation, get this. General Tire has launched a comprehensive Shield Plus Advantage plan for passenger and light truck tires. What that means for you is when you purchase General Tires, the Shield Plus Advantage plan lets you enjoy a complete package of multiple warranties and coverage to get the most from your tires. The plan applies to all General Tire passenger and light truck tires purchased as replacements in the U.S. and Canada with DOT serial numbers. For more information, hit them up on generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for two decades.
This is Worldwide Technology Raceway. It's not like other videos. It's 1.25 miles long, and no four turns are the same. One wrong move, and it can bite you. It's not your normal racetrack. Some racers love it. Some hate it. Champions respect it. June 14th and 15th is not just Father's Day weekend. It's the Bomarito Automotive Group 500.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Coming at you one more time, Freak Nation. It's an encore presentation of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, go to General Tire, audio, generaltire.com. That's generaltire.com. Check out some tires for your righteous ride this summer. Where are you going this summer? Going coast to coast, border to border? Make sure you have new General Tires on that bad boy. Go to generaltire.com. Welcoming in a new affiliate tonight, Freak Nation. It's a new affiliate change. Man, is it that big? It is a big. It's a 50,000 watt burner. Yeah. KFYN FM 104.3, the River, serving Paris, Texas, Paris, Bonham. You get all the way down to McKinney, Plano, North Dallas, up into southern Oklahoma. Thank you, guys. Thank you, PD. Chad Lindsay, for allowing the Freak Nation to be a part of the River. And now you're official Freak Nation.
You said Oklahoma. Go Pacers. I'm just going to throw it out there.
It's all right. You can do it. Now that you've alienated half of our audience through KFYI. Yeah.
Well, guess what?
All right. It's coming. That's how we roll. Okay, so Freak Nation, Ryan Blaney. And again, my judgment for cup races, my bar isn't that high just because of we all have our own reasons on why and how we judge certain motorsports events and sporting events. Some people love no hitters when it comes to Major League Baseball. Some people love, you know, 10 dingers. The way you watch a race is different than the next guy next to you. But I'll give NASCAR some credit for Nashville. I somewhat enjoyed this race better than I have in some of the other ovals in the past. But it looks like if you're looking on social media, and we all know that that's how we run our lives, we go into Twitter and judge on how we basically feel about things, about how the planet rolls when it comes to X, even though, 0.5% of the planet's actually on X? But Richie, with your deep dive into the opinions now of Nashville, it doesn't look like that it's a very popular race at this point. When we actually saw quite a racy race in the first segment, second segment, the last.
Second segment, second stage especially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And third stage.
Mm-hmm. With Ryan Blaney in the last 100 laps or so, take it or leave it. But from what you're seeing on X, a lot of people don't see it that way.
Yeah, it's a very mixed reaction, which really, really shocked me, to be honest. Because, look, anymore with this Gen 7 car and these tires that don't fall off, right, which I was talking to you guys before the show, and I was listening to the PRN broadcast on my way in when there was that long green flag run in Stage 1, and they were explaining how Ryan Blaney, who was staying out for a longer portion of that first stage on semi-lap old tires, was running the same lap time that Chase Briscoe was running.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
40 lap difference on tires, and they're running the same exact time. That's really hard to have a good race when everybody's running the same time and you don't have any tire fall off. With that said, I thought the racing was pretty entertaining. So again, it takes a lot for me to enjoy NASCAR race, and all things considered, I actually enjoyed this. That three wide battle between Ryan Blaney and Denny Hamlin and William Byron alone for that 10 laps, that was, to me, worth tuning in for.
That was the end of Stage 2?
That was the end of Stage 2, and that racing was maybe the best racing I've seen all season on an oval. But with that said, people are disagreeing. It's a very mixed reaction. If you just go to @JeffGluck on Twitter and his Ryan Blaney wins tweet, you just go to the first few reactions. How'd we go from the best race of the season last week to that snoozer of a race?
Unbelievable.
Somebody else,
man,
saying, I will not be gaslighted into thinking that was a good race. Somebody else said, terrible race. Where's the passing? Where is the tire fall off?
Okay.
Where's the passing? There was some.
I gotta jump in. Yep. I'm getting hot right now. It's not the freaking sweater. That was an incredible race. No passing. Bubba Wallace finished sixth. He went a lap down following a spin, finished sixth. Kyle Larson started from the rear. He had a tire go down. He finished eighth. Tyler Reddick had a tire go down, finished ninth. Christopher Bell crashed and finished top 10. What are we talking about here? I'm so mad right now. You guys got to stop complaining.
Carson Hocevar started 27th and ended up second.
Exactly. He also short pit and finished second. So there was strategy, there were passes, there was great racing. I don't know what we're complaining about here. I don't get it.
NASCAR
I don't
fans,
get it.
It doesn't make sense.
NASCAR, you just can't make NASCAR fans happy, no. man. No matter what. Like, it literally makes no sense. Again, a lot of us are talking on social media here, and again, that's not the real world. I get it, but it's a good gauge of reaction.
It's a barometer.
In
yes.
real time to use. And the fact that it's so split is wild. Last week's Jeff Gluck poll after the Coke 600, 90.2%. And Cole and I got into it after the race.
Being a good race.
Yeah, being a good race. And Cole and I got into it afterwards. I was trying to explain to Cole, and I couldn't get through his head. Like, what are you talking about? There was no way in heck that that race was better than the Indy 500. And so just like, it's eye of the beholder, I guess. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, but I also did see one thing, and I will agree with this. That any race, somebody said, any race on Prime is a better watch than any racing on Fox. So they got mm-hmm. they got that going for them there at NASCAR HQ at least. Mm-hmm.
And we also mentioned this during the break. When you have the Xfinity Series, and I understand how it's not as attractive because the big names aren't running in the Xfinity Series, but you have a model that's just below the Cup Series that you should be modeling Cup after. I don't need 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Man, we're beating a dead horse because it's the same complaints for me over and over because I don't have the attention span to watch a 3, 4-hour, 5-hour, 600-mile race.
But this was a shorter race.
Yes.
This was mm-hmm. only 3 hours.
And, so. And that's where I'm giving it credit. I'm actually giving it credit.
Better. Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not a 4-hour race. Those are the ones that, yeah, no.
I'm curious how much of this has to do with, and Richie, you said this in the break as well, how much this has to do with the race winner.
And Ryan Blaney is a popular driver, too, yeah. man. But maybe it's the Penske of it all. Maybe right? people are just pissed off at Team Penske and they don't want him to win. But Ryan Blaney, to me, and when we go to Phoenix all the time, he has some of the most amount of merch I see in the stands. And so that's mm-hmm. kind of shocking to me that from the reaction online that more people weren't more excited about this race. Because a lot of times we don't really talk about it, but the winner of the race does dictate if your race yes. was good, mm-hmm. right? Lewis Hamilton has a bad race. I'm more likely to say the Formula One race wasn't good, right? So mm-hmm. I had the beholder again.
You've got sold out stands there at Nashville. We talked about this last week, or actually maybe during Hump Day. Our Hump Day broadcast, where really burning up in those stands there in Nashville. But man, you got a sold out freaking track. They saw something today.
Nighttime will do that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what some of these people are watching, man. I got to. My bar, like I said, is not very high when it comes to watching an extraordinary cup race. I know that Cole likes the main line. The freaking Winston Cup Series. I mean, you got to pull out. Yeah.
Racing's my drug. Someone said I was on drugs because I said the Penske cars might not have a good shot this weekend. And lo and behold, Blaney won. So, yeah.
Well. Hey, ooh, that's the Cole jinx. That's okay. The first example, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, the Cole jinx. I'm starting it right now.
All
right. Hashtag Cole jinx.
I'll take it.
Oh,
it
Richie.
Has superseded the Richie jinx.
No.
That's a deep cut, y'all. That's a deep cut.
Hold on. Let's go back to last weekend, though. The Indy 500. Richie put money down on Scott McLaughlin. What happened there?
Mm.
Oh, he didn't even make the green flag.
So the jinx is alive and well with both of you.
I guess we'll see going forward here. Not good for the money stop, I guess, but yeah.
Well, did you think it just wouldn't be a Ford track? Or you said Penske specifically?
Penske. I thought there would be some ramifications from the penalties from IndyCar. Because maybe they wouldn't be cheating or as much or pushing the boundaries.
Pushing the boundaries as much. I love that.
Just to prevent slandering that Penske name, the reputation, the brand.
Oh,
but
that name is gone through
the mud.
They
could get DQ'd still. We don't know. Yeah.
Austin Cindric, however, if we are going to bring that up, because his father was terminated with his position at Team Penske on the IndyCar side of things. But according to Bob Pockrass, Austin Cindric's job is safe, and they are racing for wins, and Roger told him specifically, I don't want you to focus on that because I have you under contract, and you are basically, you're good to go. It's all fine, so until tomorrow.
So I'll be curious how people look back on this race tomorrow even and think if it was exciting or not. Jeff Gluck, when did you put out the poll?
Early Monday morning.
Monday mornings, right?
Yeah, I'm not awake, so okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why he waits until the next day. So all of this immediate knee-jerk reactionary stuff is gone. Yeah. And people are like, okay, it actually was pretty good.
Have we kept an eye on Ricky Stenhouse Jr.? Is he walking over with a clenched fist for Kosovar's right cheek?
That's a good question.
Anybody?
I have not seen anything.
You haven't? Okay.
I think he was able to holster his weapon for the moment. I'm talking about his right hook.
Freak Nation, of course, more coming up from Nashville. Ryan Blaney, his first win since Martinsville last year. More on that coming up next hour. J.R. Todd will join us here in the Freak Nation. Dude's a badass NHRA funny car pilot, his first win of the year. He won in Epping this afternoon. He'll be joining us next hour. So, yeah, man, make sure you follow us on Twitter, Instagram, the website, speedfreaks.tv, and be sure to subscribe and like every damn thing from Speed Freaks on YouTube. More freaks next.
Speed Freaks, motorsports radio redefined.
From the lab to Lucas Oil products, Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment is a multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. For every fill-up of gas or diesel, add one 16-ounce can of Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. One bottle can treat a tank of up to 21 gallons. Its special additives allows a better fuel burn to help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil. It works.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
This is Worldwide Technology Raceway. It's not like other videos. It's 1.25 miles long, and no 4 turns are the same. One wrong move, and it can bite you. It's not your normal racetrack. Some racers love it. Some hate it. Champions respect it. June 14th and 15th is not just Father's Day weekend. It's the Bomarito Automotive Group 500.
For more than 30 years, Lucas Oil Products has been solving some of the most difficult mechanical problems in the automotive, marine, and industrial industries. From our original Core 4 products, heavy-duty oil stabilizer, power steering, stop leak, transmission fix, and fuel treatment, we have now developed over 400 custom products to help solve some of the world's toughest mechanical issues. Go to lucasoil.com to see what we have in store for you. Lucas Oil. It works.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Speed Freaks.
honestly, there was so much hype. There was so much going on. Somebody had said it to me at one point, and it was, I had forgotten about it. I forgot that that had been on the line since, you know, last season, that 300th round win.
But you don't really get pain. You don't have time to think about the pain that you have. You obviously get tired. You get a little bit weaker, but you don't notice like burning sensation or anything like that.
And then the final round, it's like, all right, don't screw this up. And I left probably three or four times before the tree even came on. I'm like, oh, do not red light. The light comes on. I'm dead lay. I'm like, oh.
Papa Roach with us here today.
How's this thing work?
Hello. There you go.
Check 1, 2.
Be right and try again.
Network broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios,
driven by General Tire.
Rock on, baby!
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
You're listening to an encore edition of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.
You know, Freak Nation, I hope to, well, we may or may not get to Papa Roach. If you saw that intro or heard that intro, those are the two original members from the band, Papa Roach, hanging out in Nashville. There's a comment where I believe it's Jacoby with Papa Roach where he says, Kyle Larson's got to redeem himself after what he did last weekend for the Indy 500 and the Coca-Cola 6000. When you got rock and rollers calling out for what some people say the greatest NASCAR Cup Series driver in the history of mankind, things might start heating up. So we may try and get to that sometime this hour. We will have J.R. Todd, NHRA funny car pilot. He'll be joining us this hour. I may play a portion of that Kyle Kirkwood interview again. He is just a monster when it comes to sharing his time with us. Mm-hmm. We're usually asked, okay, got 5 minutes, 6 minutes, but Kyle Kirkwood, who won the Detroit Grand Prix, IndyCar Detroit Grand Prix, hung with us for a good 10, 11 minutes.
Yeah.
And he just drops all kinds of nuggets in there. So we may get to some of the Kyle Kirkwood coming up in this hour. Be sure to follow us on X. Be sure to follow us on Facebook. Like and subscribe to every damn thing that you see on YouTube from Official Speed Freaks. Again, Ryan Blaney, your winner from Nashville. And we spent a good 5-6 minutes debating why in the hell so many people have their head up their behind, thinking that this was a POS race. All things considered, and keeping things into perspective, for the most part, Crasher, as you said, I agree with you. Yes, that second segment, that second stage, it was pretty racy.
Mm-hmm.
But let me back up just a second. Richie, doesn't it sound stupid that you say, hey, man, there were 10 laps there where this three wide really had me hooked. Doesn't that sound just kind of...
That's usually not a good thing.
I know.
But, I mean, unless... It's the finish, in which case, right.
All bets are off.
Yeah, so like you can, well, like any playoff game you can watch, and you can watch 3 minutes of a great playoff game, and that's a close game, and then that makes the game great, yeah. Right? And that's the deciding goal that's scored in that time. That's the deciding three-pointer that completely changes the game. So if you look at it that way, that's kind of how I see it in a way, where it's like that 10 laps that Ryan Blaney came out on top in that, if I'm not mistaken. Please correct me if I'm wrong, right? And yep. Ryan Blaney didn't look back from there. So that was the moment of race that changed the race for Ryan Blaney, and he came out on top. And that's all that I needed for this race to be like, okay, that was worth watching.
That's a good point.
Cole, how can you tell me that this oval race, again, I'm playing devil's advocate here.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a newbie or someone that just latched on to NASCAR this year, thanks to their series on Netflix, and I'm watching the last part of this race, how does that keep me engaged? That last stage, how does that keep me engaged?
I mean, the last stage, it did run green for quite some time. I would say the strategy element was the biggest thing for me. Like I said, Carson Osovar, short pit, got the runner-up. But beyond that, you also had other drivers that made their way through their field. Like I said, Kyle Larson, Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick, Bubba Wallace, they all had problems in this race early on. They were able to rally through the field, which also points to passing in this race, as to why I felt it was entertaining, in my opinion. But I mean, I do get the argument that, yeah, it's a lot of green flag racing. Blaney led a lot of laps. So there is that. But for me, as a racing purist and a racing fan, I felt the whole entire race was very engaging.
I'm just trying to, and again, as we've talked about for 25 years with Speed Freaks, you want to have new listeners. You want to have new followers. You want to have new viewers. And you've got to remember how people cycle in and out of a TV show and a radio show. And if people are cycling in and out of a NASCAR Cup Series race on Amazon and they're seeing that last 100 laps of green flag and, okay, there's a battle for ninth.
Yeah, Kenny, you're right, though, because all four of us in that first break of this very show in the first hour, what we were all saying, I was like, oh, find a debris. There's debris. Yeah. I was hoping for debris. Kenny was hoping for somebody to crash, right? We were all hoping for a caution at the end of the race. And and that's not a good sign for NASCAR. So, yeah, it's, again.
Would you let Cole, he's been pointing at us for the last 5 minutes.
I do have a counter, actually, to that. So I mentioned earlier, or Crush alluded to it, I had a friend that tuned in for the first time ever today to a NASCAR race.
Right.
He watched the entire race flag to flag, and he had a great time watching it. So I'll actually ask him if he was engaged and if he enjoyed that final stage and why he did.
Yeah, what engaged him?
What was it about it?
I'm going to ask him.
Yeah.
But he was entertained the entire time, though. So he's a big NBA guy. He watches other sports here and there, but first time watching NASCAR.
Is he a Pacer fan?
He is a Suns fan.
And it's also a case of when you are engaged, when you have interaction like we do with a number of these motorsports series, we watch it from a different side of things from time to time.
That's true.
As well. The way, it's like going on a deep cut. I don't want to go there because that's going to take 2 hours to explain.
B side of the records.
Right. But Cole, the things that you're mentioning, does a newbie look at Carson Hocevar rolling up from the 27th spot to the second spot as a qualifier for was that an entertaining race or not? Mm-hmm. It is for us because we understand how difficult it is for these cars to pass.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. But I'm just trying to find ways to that keep people engaged with this.
Right. New watchers. I got you.
Okay. Well, then you go to the storytelling and then it goes to who is commentating the race. And I think that is where Amazon Prime has been supreme in these 2 weeks so far, because you're giving Carson Hocevar as the example. And I heard Kim Coon telling a story about how he doesn't care what people think about him. He's not going to change his being just to, you know, fit into a certain NASCAR mold. So yeah, that stuff is entertaining. All of a sudden you hear something like that coming from a pit reporter and you're like, that's my guy. And then you're going to follow him the rest of the race. So it comes down to who's telling the stories, how the stories are being told, what those stories are. Amazon Prime knocking it out of the park.
He's not here. Statman, who retired at the end of last year, didn't necessarily coin this phrase, but he stood behind it every chance he could, was it's got to matter for him to be engaged. And, yep, Nashville was a good race. Fans were packed. But the only thing that matters is if someone wins that race, then they are in the playoffs. Why does it?
So what are you getting at? You're saying that still this race just didn't matter?
I got to be effing engaged. I got to be freaking engaged.
You're right. You're 100% right.
Why? I mean, I've just got to be engaged. And I'm not just saying that with NASCAR. It's got to happen in a soccer game. It's got to happen in football, baseball, basketball. It's got to happen with my daughter's 11-year-old soccer team.
Yeah, that was the conversation that Cole and I were having last week, which is the Indy 500 to me mattered a lot more than the Coca-Cola 600 did. And that's why that race was so engaging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Detroit today, if we're going to keep speaking of IndyCar, Detroit mattered. There was a lot of activity in that race. Pillow goes out, and all of a sudden everybody's eyes are wide open, like, who is going to take this? And unlike NASCAR that had zero tire degradation, IndyCar had loads of tire degradation and different tire strategies. And so is a newbie following along on those stories? I don't know. But it is another nuance to the race that keeps the entertainment value there.
I will say, Carson Hocevar, sorry, Cole.
Uh-huh.
Him finishing well is great for the sport.
Yes.
I agree.
That was a big, big deal. And like you said, Crash, Amazon did a great job of, I think, explaining that in that last stage of the race, too.
As to why this race mattered outside of just winning the event, the in-season tournament that they're debuting with NASCAR. That's one thing, I guess. I'm not fully sold on it personally, but that's one thing you could point to.
Because right? You have to be the top 32 in points?
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yep.
All right, tell me why I should be engaged. What's the overall, what's the grab there for the winner of this tournament?
$1 million. Mm-hmm. $1 million.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, right here. What does the winner get? I'm reading right off of NASCAR.com. A cool $1 million, the ultimate bragging rights.
I just saw that at the All-Star race.
Oh.
I think it's the
it was one race.
The bracketology, oh. like that March Madness type sure. tournament
we
feel.
Hope, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what they're getting yeah. at, but that's kind of what they're going for, yeah.
So I don't want to hear anything about effing gimmicks. this isn't a gimmick. No, that's not a – this is a gimmick. No, find something that is not so g-damn obvious. Like tire degradation, horsepower, which we haven't talked about because evidently they're listening to the fans and the majority of the fans want more horsepower in these G-Dam taxicabs.
It's allegedly
man.
Coming bit this year, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly. Mm. I'll believe fingers it when
crossed.
I see it.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, so much more to talk about here, Freak Nation. Coming up this hour, in fact, let's do that next. J.R. Todd, NHRA Funny Car Pilot, he joins us next. Big winner out of Epping, New England Nationals. A very emotional race win for him. And he shares with us why he got so emotional after this race win. More from Ryan Blaney's win coming up in Nashville. And we may get to some more Kyle Kirkwood, your winner from the Detroit Grand Prix in IndyCar.
Are we going to go argument, Twitter beef with Kanaan and McLaughlin?
It's all coming up. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
General Tire delivers.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text. Text back to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BACK to 42424. That's back to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
This is Worldwide Technology Raceway. It's not like other videos. It's 1.25 miles long, and no four turns are the same. One wrong move, and it can bite you. It's not your normal racetrack. Some racers love it. Some hate it. Champions respect it. June 14th and 15th is not just Father's Day weekend. It's the Bomarito Automotive Group 500.
Speed Freak. Next, Motorsports Radio Redefined.
It's a big old freaking encore of Speed Freak Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Freak Nation, if J.R. Todd's here in the Lucas Oil Studios, you know it's because he won himself a race, and he did. New England Nationals in Epping joining us here in the Freak Nation. And as we were headed over to a graduation party, Crasher says to me, oh, man, J.R. is getting really emotional with this win. Why so emotional for you, this win?
Wins are hard to come by, especially in funny car. And we got a really good car today. Back up yesterday, Q4 qualifying, we blew it up pretty good and got on fire and created a lot of work for the crew guys. They were here till I think midnight putting this thing back together. And this race, you know, since Scott Coletta's passing, we have a big lobster fest in his honor that we used to do in English Town. And then once that went away, we moved it here to Epping. And the guys, they didn't get to take part in that just because they were thrashing away on the car, getting it all put back together. And, you know, obviously wanted to win. I want to win every race. But to go out today, we run really well. And then the final round, it's like, all right, don't screw this up. And I left probably three or four times before the tree even came on. I'm like, oh, do not red light. The light comes on. I'm dead lay. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, hit the gas. Like, I don't see Spencer. Then it's like up against the walls. Like, oh, please, just get to the finish line. The wind light comes on. I'm like, thank God. Like, say, yeah, it was just a whirlwind of emotions in about, I don't know, less than a minute there in that run. I did everything possible to give Jim Head and Spencer Hyde a win. And I think Eddie from up above, Scott Glass, like, not today.
J.R. Todd, funny car winner from the New England Nationals, joining us here in the Freak Nation. When you have days like that, even though it's not your fault that the car blows up, it's on fire and you trash it and so forth, how much do you internalize, regardless if it's you or not, that, damn it, how could I have prevented that and put my crew out on the limb to go out and fix this damn thing?
Honestly, like, when they blow up like that, it's typically further down track, and it gives a little warning, like, maybe it's spinning the tires or it's dropping cylinders, and like, all right, this is not going to be good. Or qualifying, like, you would shut it off if that happens, but this thing, like, gave zero warning. Like, it's not spinning the tires, all eight cylinders, it just broke an intake valve and blew up. And, you know, I worked on a funny car for 3 years, Bob Gilbertson, as a crew guy, so I know what it's like to be in those guys' positions. Late nights, going into race day, I mean, late night, early morning, Sunday, like, it sucks. All you want to do is get done early, enjoy some lobster and steak, maybe a couple of cold beers, go back to the hotel, get some good sleep. Instead, like I said, they were here till midnight, and they're back up at 5 in the morning and coming back out here, and, like, this makes it worth it when you can give them a trophy at the end of the day. Mm.
So we're talking to you post-race. You've got your medal on. You've taken all your victory lane pictures. So where's the crew right now? Please tell me they're partying.
Yeah, they're next door. I'm in the hospitality trailer where it's a little noisy. They're loading up, getting ready to head to Bristol tomorrow. But, yeah, the guys are next door. Music's blaring. That's why I had to shut the doors in here. And, yeah, they've been enjoying some silver bullets in the winner's circle, and they're probably going to have a few more tonight.
Boom.
All right, J.R. Todd, the summer has begun. We talk about it in all forms of motorsports. The summer is such a grind on you guys physically, mentally. This is obviously a great way to kick off the summer and to kind of get a little bit of stress relief. But where do you go now? Like you said, you're going to Bristol, but how do you mentally prepare for what's coming up over the next 8 to 10 weeks?
I'm excited. You know, like, it's been a struggle this season, but we knew it was going to take some time bringing Dickie Venables on board. The changes that he made parts wise, like, just told myself, like, this might take half the season or all season to figure this out. Just, you know, like, be patient. Don't get upset to where the last couple seasons have been a struggle for us to win races and contend for a championship. It's like, what do we got to do to run with these guys? Where now I feel like there's light at the end of the tunnel. We're going in the right direction. We got the right guy. Like, Dickie's track record here is unbelievable. I think he's won 5 races here, maybe. Like, it's pretty stout. And I know that we've run well in the past at Bristol. So we got some good notes to work with. And I'm excited. Like, we still have work to do. It's a work in process, but now the pressure's off of winning. You know, like I feel like we were expected to go out here and win right away once we brought on Dickey, which I knew that wasn't going to be the case. But the outside people are like, why aren't you guys winning? So now I think Dickey can take a sigh of relief, and we need to focus on, you know, getting some points and trying to be closer to the top five. I always say if you're close to the top five, coming out of Indy, the U.S. Nationals, going into the countdown of the championship, like, you stand a really good chance of running for the title.
You know, Dickey Venables is obviously talented. You're an incredibly talented driver. That's all cool, but I'm going to say that your season turned around when you saw me and took a picture with me at the Indy 500 on the grid.
You didn't even know it was me standing there. Are you kidding me? So, yeah, like, I'm there at Indy, freezing my ass off at the 500. Since I moved to Florida, I've become like a big wimp. When it's below 70 and I can't wear shorts and flip-flops, like, I'm cold. I've been cold here and effing all weekend long. Palou wins the 500. Like, he's won pretty much every race this year. So it's like, man, we got to get our act together because he's been making us look bad. I don't know how he did today. I haven't been able to follow at all. So it's nice to be able to redeem ourselves and hopefully make DHL happy and bring them a win here in Epping, New Hampshire.
Are you saying there was a little bit of pressure, DHL and the IndyCar side of things getting all the love, and you felt a little of that pressure needing to perform for them in NHRA?
Well, maybe it's self-induced pressure, but we did have some guests from DHL here today. They're like, you know, Alex won the 500. I'm like, yeah, I was there. I was following it. When he's running top five all day, I'm like, he's going to be a threat to win. Like, sure enough, like, he won. Like,
whoa. No pressure from your sponsor.
No.
Yeah, no. Like, no, DHL is great to work with. They don't put any pressure on us. And it's nice to, like I said, follow up his big win. Like, this doesn't compare to the 500, but a win's a win.
You get the U.S. Nationals win, and then they can bookend the summer with DHL deliveries. That would be momentous.
I would be okay with that. If we could both win the championship and celebrate that way, that would be even better.
Whoa. That would be epic.
That would be good.
Yeah, I'd go for that. That is awesome. Hey, man, I know that you're itching to get out there and pay your respects to your buddies out there that got your race car back on the track and kick some ass. Where was Connie in all this? Have you talked to Connie?
I think they hauled ass out of here after the final and got on the jet. I saw him in the staging lanes right before the final on his golf cart rolling to the starting line. So I know that he and Dougie were still hanging around, but they don't mess around when it comes to getting out of town. But no, it's always cool to me. Like, he doesn't have to stick around, especially when his car is out of competition with Langdon, and you know that guy can do whatever he wants. And for him to stick around and watch us, that always means the world to me. And yeah, I'll see him in a couple days in Bristol.
Yeah, word. Buddy, thanks for taking time out, man. When you join the Freaks, it means you won. Benefited from the Speed Freaks Mojo once again with Crasher.
I know. I need to talk to you guys more.
Yes.
And then maybe I don't know what I have to do, like, for her to recognize me, but, you know.
Oh, that was hilarious.
I'm not Brandon Bernstein, clearly. I mean, like, oh, Brandon. Oh, hey, JR. Like, that's pretty much how it went.
I was eagle eye focused on him, and then I'm like, oh, look at everybody. Oh, hey. Yeah. All right, I won't do that ever again.
It's all good.
All right. Go have some silver bullets, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Crasher, you want to set us up on that story, what he's really talking about?
All right. So it was cold, of course, on the grid for the Indy 500, and he flew in. I meant to ask him about the helicopter. He and Brandon Bernstein flew in on the Lucas helicopter together. And so I see Brandon. Brandon Bernstein works for Lucas Oil. We're sponsored by Lucas Oil. I walk straight up to Brandon, give him a hug. And, you know, there's other people there with Lucas, but I did. I went eagle-eyed straight to Brandon. But then as I turned around, I'm like, oh, hey, J.R. Todd. I did not think that J.R. Todd, a fellow drag racer, was going to be at the Indy 500. So it did take me. It was off guard. I was completely caught off guard. And so I apologized to him. But, yeah, that was pretty cool. And that's clearly why he won Epping Mojo.
Richie, you can back me up on this because you've experienced your first Indianapolis 500.
Yeah.
On that grid, if you don't have, at certain times, tunnel vision, then you'll freaking melt because there is so much going on around you. Yes. So J.R. Todd should not take it to heart that she did, that he did not see her. I mean, you understand the point.
No, 100%. Dude, it was so cool. I've got to break real quick, but walking down the grid. Oh, there's Romain Grosjean. Oh, that's cool. Formula One legend. Oh, Jimmy Johnson. There's Tom Brady right by me. Absolutely.
That's right. Tom Brady went right by you. Sorry, Cole. Yep.
No, yes. Another thumbs down. That's two New England mentions.
Bang.
Womp, womp.
All right, Freak Nation, we have a big Twitter beef between a Indianapolis 500 winner and a Detroit Grand Prix winner. We'll get to that. And I've got a killer soundbite from Dale Earnhardt Jr. post-race after the Xfinity Series race Saturday night. Talking about family and watching drivers on the front stretch with their kids in the cars that I think we'll get to. It's all coming up. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, get this. General Tire has launched a comprehensive Shield Plus Advantage plan for passenger and light truck tires. What that means for you is when you purchase General Tires, the Shield Plus Advantage plan lets you enjoy a complete package of multiple warranties and coverage to get the most from your tires. The plan applies to all General Tire passenger and light truck tires purchased as replacements in the U.S. and Canada with DOT serial numbers. For more information, hit them up on generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for two decades.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Keeping your pride and joy perfect is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Start with Slick Mist Speed Wax. Simply mist on and wipe off for a professional detailer shine. For your tires and trim, there's Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. Spray on and wipe off for better than new look. Then finisher with Lucas Slick Mist Interior Detailer. Just spray and wipe. Easy. Use Lucas Slick Mist Car Care products and she'll never look better. Fast, easy, and professional. Really, it's sort of like having an extra set of hands. Or three.
This is Worldwide Technology Raceway. It's not like other videos. It's 1.25 miles long, and no four turns are the same. One wrong move, and it can bite you. It's not your normal racetrack. Some racers love it. Some hate it. Champions respect it. June 14th and 15th is not just Father's Day weekend. It's the Bomarito Automotive Group 500.
Attention, have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers. So don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-885-5222. That's 800-885-5222. Again, that's 800-885-5222.
Whatever you do.
do, General Tire delivers.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
It's an encore for you, Freak Nation, from Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Thank you, Lucas Oil, for making this possible, man. Go to lucasoil.com, a great website to check out to make sure you know where to get your products to keep your rides fat and happy. Go to lucasoil.com. That's lucasoil.com. There is a Twitter beef going on between the Indy 500 champion and today's grand... Sorry. I messed that one up. And a current IndyCar Series driver. driving for Roger Penske.
Uh-huh.
I want to get into that in a moment.
Oh. Do we have screenshots, by the way? Okay, so yeah.
Nice.
We'll get into that. And I'm finally reading up on this in-season challenge with NASCAR that's going to be on TNT. And I like this. This tournament style. I assumed it was just going to be 1 through 32, and the top 16 drivers, meaning 1 through 16 of those 32, just move on. No, it's actually going to be head-to-head competition where,
Riveting.
Yeah.
Yeah, the two drivers, yeah, where it will be head-to-head driving or racing between two cars, which is going to allow us to have all these little sub-stories going on during the race, something that we look for when we got a boring-ass race.
Yeah, I think it's a cool deal. I'm coming around on it.
Yeah.
We'll have more time to discuss it down the road, but we were talking a little bit in between breaks, and like, you get people to tune into sports a lot anymore because of sports betting. And if people have money staked on a race, they might are more apt to tune in and watch it. And this style, this head-to-head bracket style, where you can put money on either driver in every one of these bracket competitions, it will get you to tune in.
Sure.
If you have money on the race. And I think that's a great idea from NASCAR's part. This was something that Denny Hamlin brought this up on his podcast, and that kind of got the ball rolling on this. But again, we'll have plenty of time to get into it, you know, in the coming weeks before
it actually gets going. When does it start?
There are three seeding races over the next 3 weeks, and then then it starts the week after that.
So July? So Chicago?
June 28th in Atlanta is going to be the first race.
All right, so there's a Twitter beef going on between Tony Kanaan and Scott McLaughlin. Tony Kanaan, the McLaren...
Team principal,
yeah.
Hype man.
No, he's... He's much more than a hype man, but he's doing a lot behind the scenes. Let's put it that way.
All right. Well, you guys go ahead and take it over.
Well, Scott McLaughlin driving for Team Penske. Of course, you know him as, or maybe you don't. He has the hashtag Thirsty Threes. He drives the number threes, got a good beer sponsorship. Also got a beef sponsorship with Good Ranchers. Ooh. That comes into play here in this story. Early in the race in the Detroit Grand Prix, he tapped Nolan Siegel, and he was given a stop-and-go penalty for it. And when IndyCar and Fox put the actual video of it out on Twitter, Tony Kanaan, Nolan Siegel drives for Arrow McLaren. Tony Kanaan, the team principal for Arrow McLaren. Yes, former Indy 500 winner. Yes, former champion himself. He said, oh, okay then, or something along those lines, to which... McLaughlin, after the race, thought, huh, well, that's interesting. McLaughlin said, this is also him quote tweeting the exact same video that Tony Kanaan quote tweeted. McLaughlin's response, though, on his quote tweet was, misjudge this one. Old mate, talking about Nolan Siegel, broke a bit earlier than I anticipated. Good to see McLaren team principals, though, are still on the hunt for beef. Good Ranchers has loads for you. Of course, that's his sponsor. Use code hashtag break later for 0% off. Good job, Scotty. Always a witty guy, that Scott McLaughlin. So Tony Kanaan then responded, misjudge last week, misjudge this week. Of course, referring to Scott McLaughlin out of the Indy 500 on the warm-up lap. At least you got a weekend off now to square that away. I came looking for your team principal to have a chat, but I couldn't find him. Oh, wait. Yeah. He was fired. Remember that from last week, Team Penske? McLaughlin, though, didn't want to not have the last word. Our team principals aren't usually on Twitter during the race, but you got my phone number, mate. That's where it is right now.
It's amazing.
It's so good.
Amazing, yes. And let's rewind to 2024. Oh, yeah, another Team Penske scandal was taking place. That would be the push-to-pass scandal in St. Pete that then reared its ugly head in Long Beach. And then right before the month of May, the penalties came out. And, oh, yeah, all hell broke loose with that. So keep that in mind as we talk about this next scandal, or this next Twitter beef, Good Ranchers beef, with Tony Kanaan and Scott McLaughlin, where this entire friendship started. Last year, Arrow McLaren has had their fair share of contracts and drivers signed, including Alex Palou, when he was signed to Arrow McLaren, but oopsies, Chip Ganassi said, I didn't let you out of my contract first. So that started this whole, musical chairs with drivers going through Arrow McLaren. David Malukas was signed to the sixth car and then preseason broke his wrist and then was out of that ride by Long Beach, I believe it was. Who was signed in? Who came in first? I think it was Teo Porcher.
Teo Porcher came in.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And Teo, we saw Teo, actually. Richie and I saw him. He is working on getting himself back in the IndyCar Series. Teo was signed as the driver to complete the 2024 season in that number six. Oh, yeah, that didn't happen because he went through. He couldn't do the Indy 500 because he didn't have the oval experience at the time or something. So Callum Ilott was in that seat for the Indy 500. And as Teo was supposed to come back in, there was another driver signed in because Nolan Siegel just won the 24 Hours of Le Mans. And all of a sudden, Tony Kanaan and Gavin Ward, another team principal at the time, and Zach Brown said, no, just kidding, Teo, you're out. We're going to sign Nolan Siegel to this seat. Mind-blowing. So let's get back to Twitter beefs. Scott McLaughlin, after Nolan Siegel was signed then and Teo Porcher was out, Scott said something along the lines of, oh, can we just have a moment of silence for all the trees that have been killed and all of these McLaren contract signings?
Yikes.
But then Tony Kanaan, of course, had to chime back in as a team principal with McLaren and saying, oh, that's funny. I don't remember us having a moment of silence for your push-to-pass scandal, but we can get together and have that moment together if you'd like.
Here's what is so good about this, and I was thinking about this earlier today when I was watching the Detroit Grand Prix, and I was like, I'm so much more fascinated and into the Detroit Grand Prix than I ever will be any NASCAR race for the rest of the season, and it's because of stuff like this, and it's because of stuff like at the Indy 500 that Crash and I were there for media day, and all these drivers have such great personalities. You've seen it in all the Fox promos. Pato O'Ward was talking about milking cows last week some of the press conferences. We have this Twitter beef going on. So there's Scott McLaughlin, another great personality.
One of the best, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And that is so great for the sport, and I wish they'd take advantage of it more. It's a shame that they can't take advantage of it over NASCAR, because NASCAR, I'm sorry, outside of Carson Hocevar right now, you have no personalities. You just don't.
I think Ryan Blaney's a pretty cool dude.
He's fine, but he doesn't punch it for me. But again, that's for another conversation. But Cole, do you see where I'm getting at here?
No,
Crash going all through that there. They're like, this. Yep. Why doesn't NASCAR have that? Mm-hmm. Why doesn't NASCAR have that?
I actually agree 100%. You had the biggest race in the world in the Indy 500. Then you go to Detroit, which I think was a better race in whole than the Indy 500. A great on-track product. And then you have this beef on Twitter. So it's keeping me engaged as a new watcher to IndyCar. And I agree. I think NASCAR does lack personality in some aspects with the drivers. But, yeah, this is all great things for IndyCar. I love it.
This is kind of coincidental, too, because I believe it was last year, Zach Brown, the main team principal.
CEO
of McLaren and Arrow McLaren, the IndyCar team. He said something last year along the lines of, we got to stop all of our drivers from going to each other's birthday parties. They're too nice. I forget his exact quote. I probably just butchered it there. Sorry, Zach. But yeah, it's like, this is what we need in all forms of motorsport. You need a villain. Mm-hmm. Joseph Newgarden is still arguably a villain in IndyCar, but you need more. Yeah. Will Scott McLaughlin be a villain? I don't know. Tony Kanaan's actually taking a lot of heat for his comments right now. So
Tony Kanaan is, just for Cole's sake and for people who may not be super into IndyCar, Tony Kanaan is probably one of the most popular drivers of the last 25 years.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Just the amount of cheers going up when he showed up at the Indy 500 was pretty impressive.
Yep.
Just so you know, Cole.
All right. Hey, yeah.
Yeah, when Tony won the Indianapolis 500.
2013.
With a mid-level team.
Oh, right.
Right?
Hydroxycut.
Yeah.
Was the sponsor. Right.
The cheers that came out of the stands for Tony Kanaan was deafening. And he's just, I'd argue he is as popular as your top five drivers are in IndyCar right now.
No, I would agree.
Right?
And you witnessed that with when he was doing his celebrity lap around the Indy 500 pre-race. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely some of the highest cheers.
Mm-hmm. Freak Nation, you missed any of the show, you can go to our website at speedfreaks.tv. We have the audio version for you at speedfreaks.tv. And then, of course, on YouTube at Official Speed Freaks. That's Official Speed Freaks on YouTube. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. We're there for you, man. Don't forget us about. Don't forget us. Don't forget. Don't you forget about me. More freaks next.
Redefined. From the lab to Lucas Oil products, Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment is a multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. For every fill up of gas or diesel, add one 16-ounce can of Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. One bottle can treat a tank of up to 21 gallons. Its special additives allows a better fuel burn to help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil, it works.
Freak Nation, get this. General Tire has launched a comprehensive Shield Plus Advantage plan for passenger and light truck tires. What that means for you is when you purchase General Tires, the Shield Plus Advantage plan lets you enjoy a complete package of multiple warranties and coverage to get the most from your tires. The plan applies to all General Tire passenger and light truck tires purchased as replacements in the U.S. and Canada with DOT serial numbers. For more information, hit them up on generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for two decades.
This is Worldwide Technology Raceway. It's not like other videos. It's 1.25 miles long and no four turns are the same. One wrong move and it can bite you. It's not your normal racetrack. Some racers love it. Some hate it. Champions respect it. June 14th and 15th is not just Father's Day weekend. It's the Bomarito Automotive Group 500.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine.
Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined. Coming at you one more time, Freak Nation. It's an encore presentation of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Got some road travels coming up this summer, don't you? Go to generaltire.com. That's generaltire.com to check out the tire for your road traveling race car. Go to generaltire.com. It's generaltire.com to find the tires for your rides, Freak Nation. Days of Thunder 2, Tom Cruise says, hey, man, it is in development. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about that in the next 2 years. Also, a Jim France-backed entry was axed. And, Richard, you dropped that on us earlier. What's the big deal about this, my friend?
So this was something that's been I saw rumors about this maybe about a year ago or so, that this was maybe in the works, and now we get it from Gluck and Bianchi this week, that Jim France, co-owner and CEO, was near a deal to fund a car in an upcoming race in the league's top-tier Cup Series before backlash in the garage over the perception of another high-profile conflict of interest in motorsports ownership led him to scrap the plans.
Right.
He was working alongside Spire Motorsports to get this entry later this year in the NASCAR Cup Series. Remember, the France family actually owns a team in the IMSA series, mm-hmm. Action Express. IMSA is also owned, at least partially, by NASCAR as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's a little bit of precedent there. But I think what the interesting thing here that caught my eye with this is how much have we talked about Roger Penske's conflict of interest in IndyCar?
Yep.
And now the people behind NASCAR are smart enough to understand that they can't let this happen in their sport too.
Yep.
That'd be a disaster. Mm-hmm. There's nothing good that can come from that at all.
And how do you not use this against NASCAR if you're,
Denny Hamlin?
Yeah, Denny Hamlin.
2311.
Oh, 2311
front
and
front row.
Front row. How do you not use that against NASCAR with a conflict of interest? I always go back to Bud Selig when he was freaking alive, but when he was the interim commissioner for 5 or 6 years at Major League Baseball, and he also owned the Brewers.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And how many people cried foul? Hey, you like that? Cried foul with that? Bro, you can't own the freaking series and roll in a freaking race car, my friend.
Well,
you just can't do it.
Says Honda with IndyCar. So, yeah, we'll see. Let's clarify also a little bit of what you were alluding to in the first hour. Speaking of conflict of interest, and yes, an independent group coming into IndyCar, I was only under the impression that it was just being considered. Yes, they're talking about it to remove any sort of bias of Team Penske getting calls for them. But yes, Marshall Pruitt with Racer Magazine, he actually has a quote from Doug Bowles in his most recent article, I believe it was May 31st, that says, we are 100% committed to this independent group doing the scrutineering, doing the officiating for IndyCar starting in 2026. 100% committed to 2026. So there you go. Yeah, it needs to happen. The only thing I didn't like about that article, though, nothing Marshall Pruitt did. The article's great, but it also said that it would still be funded by Penske Entertainment. I don't think you can do that. I think you need to have a different way of funding this independent group. Just my opinion.
Elton Sawyer says, yep, they're looking into bringing in some more horsepower, Freak Nation. Richard C. Suave, you have the news on this, my friend.
Yep, so Elton Sawyer said on... I believe earlier this week he said that increasing the horsepower on Cup cars is on the table and being discussed daily. So that was last week.
Daily.
And then on Holler Talk, my favorite podcast, Mike Ford updated this and said that they could increase horsepower up to in that 750 range, but not go as high as 900 as early as later this year, and they're talking about it on your short tracks and road courses, mm-hmm. but not on some of the other tracks. So it's in the works. I said this earlier in the show. I'll believe it when I see it.
Yep. Agreed. That's the NASCAR way.
This is literally the first step they can take to get their racing better on a week-to-week basis.
Only been talking about it for 3 years now with this new car. So, I mean, yeah. Believe it when we see it.
There's not a chance because, and I will say this, it's because of the bones that are IndyCar.
Bones that are IndyCar.
Don't know how to get it done, but NASCAR continues to open the door for IndyCar to walk right through and to gain in popularity. And this is another example where 3 years ago, the issues with this race car, they need more horsepower. They need a different tire compound. There's all these items that are out there. These races are too long, too many, so many items there. That IndyCar really wises up. They could, again, scrape away some of that fan base, all right? With this, come on, Elton. You don't talk about it daily. Don't give me that.
Listen,
just saying things like that. But, Crasher, you understand my point. IndyCar can't get their S together to where they could walk arm in arm with the owners and the team managers and the drivers and the sponsors and go, we're going to walk through that door that NASCAR continues to open up for us to gain momentum. Nope, they can't figure it out.
Yeah, because they're sitting on, speaking of a car that just has everyone's minds exploding, they're sitting on a car that's been around since 2012?
Yeah.
It's just, come on. And and they've delayed their new car, their new horse. Oh, my gosh. It's frustrating.
And they're still figuring out, to a degree, the hybrid engine that they debuted
at the middle of last season,
right.
Middle of 2024, and it doesn't work with this very archaic IndyCar. If you're going to do hybrid, you should have just done an entirely new car.
That was a complete non-story in Detroit, too. I saw Townsend Bell reply to a tweet about that where somebody asked him, like, why don't you guys talk about the hybrid? And he was essentially replied and said that everybody was using it the same exact way, so it wasn't a storyline at Detroit, at least.
It's going to be fun to hear Cole's take on watching IndyCar at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Get your tickets now, wwtraceway.com.
Father's Day weekend.
Yep. To hear Cole's take, granted, I know you've seen some races here at Phoenix, but the access that you're going to have and the speed of these race cars, to hear your take on the series and watching that up close and personal at a fantastic track. You heard Kyle, don't call me Kirkwood, talk about it. It's one of his favorite ovals because they race on 3, 4, 5 ovals in a series.
Nashville, Milwaukee, Iowa, Gateway, WWT Raceway, and Indy.
Right.
5 ovals.
So, I'm not trying to leverage this against you taking the NASCAR out of your freaking wool, but...
We're going to make Cole an IndyCar fan yet. Come on over.
He is. It's just over. When you see this series up close and personal, it just...
I'm pumped. I'm really pumped up.
You know,
it's a great racetrack, too. It went there when our buddy Austin Cindric won.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep. Last June.
And it's going to be a night race, too. That always helps your case when you're at the racetrack. So.
Prime time. It's the first prime time IndyCar series race, and you bastards will be there. I'll be lit on margaritas.
Mezcal. Meanwhile, Cody and Richie will be in the Phoenix abode.
Yep.
Just chilling.
Yeah. Come on.
Man, I mixed
watch me some racing.
I mixed some margaritas last night with Jack and Coke.
Oh yeah.
Epic.
Okay.
I said to somebody, I'm gonna go upstairs and catch me a power nap.
Never saw you again.
Yep. Until I hear Crasher and Henley coming up the stairs. Henley saying, Mom, go to bed. Mom, go to bed. It's late.
Well, we're outside. Okay, wow. This is like a complete rabbit hole. But we had people over. It was a fifth grade graduation, so we had people over Saturday night.
Fifth graders were so freaking drunk. It was incredible.
No, that's not what was going with
Damn, where was my invite? Come
but
on.
It was interesting. I was out in the backyard. Kenny had already done his Irish goodbye, and he was upstairs passed out, and I was out in the backyard, and it was midnight-ish, and our 11-year-old daughter comes out back and says, "Hey, everyone, it's pretty late. It's time to go." I'm like, who's the adult of this household? Oh, got it. Okay.
That's great.
You know you've had a party when your lovely wife says to you, "Did I put myself to bed?"
I did. Did I put myself to bed last night? I woke up this morning in the guest room, and I'm like, "Yeah, what am I doing here?" Like, oh, no.
All right. There you go. Happy graduation to all you parents yes. out there.
High school, college, elementary school, kinder.
I'm so excited for the cake that there is still
yes,
left over.
Yes, there mm-hmm. is still cake here.
Absolutely. All right, man. We will do it again next week, minus Crash and yours truly, Richard C. and Cole Cusimano. Might even have an appearance from Cody Big Johnson.
Ayo.
Sunday night. And don't forget Horsepower Hump Day, official Speed Freaks, every Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern. Later.
Speed Freaks, motorsports radio, redefined.
From the lab to Lucas Oil products, Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment is a multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. For every fill-up of gas or diesel, add one 16-ounce can of Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. One bottle can treat a tank of up to 21 gallons. Its special additives allows a better fuel burn to help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil. It works.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
This is Worldwide Technology Raceway. It's not like other videos. It's 1.25 miles long, and no 4 turns are the same. One wrong move, and it can bite you. It's not your normal racetrack. Some racers love it. Some hate it. Champions respect it. June 14th and 15th is not just Father's Day weekend. It's the Bomarito Automotive Group 500.
For more than 30 years, Lucas Oil Products has been solving some of the most difficult mechanical problems in the automotive, marine, and industrial industries.
From our original Core 4 products, heavy-duty oil stabilizer, power steering, stop leak, transmission fix, and fuel treatment, we have now developed over 400 custom products to help solve some of the world's toughest mechanical issues. Go to lucasoil.com to see what we have in store for you. Lucas Oil. It works.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.